This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
If you think there are a lot of court cases and court appearances in South Africa, you are not mistaken at all. Yesterday, we saw the military veterans appear before a court on the case, of course, where they are alleged to have held two ministers and one deputy minister hostage at the St. George's Hotel and Conference Center. Someone who was there and following the story for the public. Tsego Hacho Moagi, a reporter there with Newsroom Africa. Tsego, good morning.
Good morning, Lukona. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
I am aware that you are back in court today, but Tsego, can you just paint us a picture as to how far this matter is before the courts? On the evening of the occurrence, we were told that 56 people had been taken into police custody. It seems as if 53 are actually charged. Just give us a picture of what is happening with this case.
Indeed, Lukona. So yesterday during the court proceedings, it came to light that 53 people were actually arrested and they are currently facing a possible charge of kidnapping. So the state has not really put a proper charge sheet before the court as yet. And they are saying that this is a possible charge of kidnapping. The state also saying that they are looking at possibly charging them also with terrorism at this moment. But nothing has really been put on the table, on the magistrate's table, according to the state at the moment. They did say yesterday, Lukona, that they were unable to actually verify addresses and the profiles of all 53 of those that have been arrested, saying that, you know, it's just a large group of people and they have not been able to verify not even one. Something that then yesterday was quite upsetting for the magistrate and, of course, in the defense also saying that something could have been done on the Friday when these people were held in prison.
Well, Tsego, that is very concerning, and that is probably why the state was looking for a 7-day postponement. But the court is seemingly taking a grim view in doing that because it probably thinks that it would not be in the best interests of justice. But why has the state not been able to attempt verifying even a single one of these addresses? I am aware that, Tsego, these are people who may have been coming from different provinces, as the case with Mzobe, for example, from Etekwini, who would have been there and acting as spokesperson for the group for much of that evening.
That's correct. That is one of the reasons that the state gave yesterday, that, I mean, there's 53 people and most of them are not necessarily from the province. Some of them are not from the province. Some are coming in from KZN, others are from Meyerton, and others are local, you know, within the Pretoria area. These are just some of the reasons that the state actually gave yesterday. And the magistrate then saying, but at least one person, especially if you're saying that some people are local, at least one of the addresses should have been verified, or one of the profiles of these people should have been verified. And they said, well, they did not necessarily work on the weekend. They did receive the docket on the Sunday, but they did not necessarily work on the weekend. And the magistrate then saying, but, you know, things need to happen on Friday. Friday, these people were arrested on Thursday evening. Something should have happened on Friday, even if it means there's an administrator that they then have to bring in to actually deal with the issue of finding these people's addresses and verifying them, and also finding the, and actually verifying their profiles as well. And then they can, then the prosecutor and others can deal with other matters relating to the case. So their reasoning really is that there are too many of them, that there are 53 profiles and addresses that they need to find. That is one of the big reasons, and that not everyone actually lives in Gauteng.
I suppose, Tsego, that the other dilemma that the NPA is going to be faced with is the very fact that gave rise to these meetings and protests by these military veterans, that, you know, they live under very undesirable conditions. Some of them do stay in informal settlements, and we know that it's always ever so difficult for those type of addresses to be confirmed for purposes of bail proceedings. Has the NPA alluded to any of such issues?
They have not mention anything like that, Lukona, but you really are correct. Yesterday when I had a conversation with one of the military veterans, she mentioned that some of them do not have homes or proper homes to live in, something that was promised to them by the government a while ago. So the state has not mentioned anything about the problems behind verifying the addresses. They've really just said that there's just such a large number that they weren't able to verify all of them, not even one, by yesterday morning.
Well, I'm in conversation with Sego Moagi, reporter at Newsroom Africa, just taking us through what happened at the Pretoria Magistrates Court yesterday, where 53 people accused of taking, the Minister of Defence, Minister in the Presidency, and Deputy Minister of Defence hostage, saying that there is a possible charge of kidnapping. Sego, we did see Advocate Dalimpofu as part of the defence. Just give us a sense of who else makes up part of, you know, the defence's legal team. And what is it that they placed before the magistrate court yesterday?
Well, Advocate Dalimpofu is actually representing majority of those that have been arrested. I think, if I'm not mistaken, representing about 30 of those that have been arrested. And he's then been advised by the other defense teams. We did not get the names of all the defense teams. I mean, Lukona, from what we were told yesterday, there's about, I think, 6 or 7 other defense teams, if not more. Or less, around there, that are actually representing all 53 of these that have been arrested.
Yes.
So that Advocate Ben Dalimpofu was then requested to just speak on behalf of all of them that are actually in court, because they obviously then have had discussions amongst themselves as a defense team. But Advocate Dalimpofu really just putting on the table, you know, Lukona, something that was quite interesting, that you mentioned that the arrest then becomes unlawful, in the sense that they were kept in custody, but, you know, there has not been a charge against these people. We do know that according to the law, if you arrest someone 24 hours, they should be in court. And this, of course, then did not happen with the 53 of these veterans. Dalimpofu also mentioning that the state does not know what to charge these people with, as it is currently a provisional kidnapping charge that they could be charged with. And he's also saying that we cannot treat, that the state cannot treat and the court cannot treat the people as a mess. They need to treat them as individuals, because we don't know how many people decided to close that door on Thursday evening. We don't know how many people decided that this is the action that they are going to take to actually stop this meeting or ensure that this meeting continues until they get what they want. So they want them to be charged and to be seen as individual people and not as a mess of people. And he's also said that there's been no answer as to what was done since they were arrested. And he says that he was told, quite interestingly, Lukona, that he was told that the instructing attorney was told on Friday that by the investigating officer about this application that was brought forward by the state. So already on Friday, the state knew that they're going to request a postponement, which then leads also to the argument around whether or not work was done on Friday to try and verify these addresses. Those are some of the points, Lukona, that Dalimpofu put on the table. But he's really saying that something needs to happen here, especially when it comes to the arrest of these 53 people, that, you know, the state is at a point where they are not too sure themselves of what they are going to be charging 53 war veterans with.
Indeed. I wonder, though, Tseho, I mean, as we are talking and you are saying people need to be charged individually, it almost seems like we are back in a similar incident to the Marikana massacre, where, you know, the protesters, the mine workers were in fact arrested and were intended to be charged with common purpose. I suppose, do you think that the NPA might invoke a search here to say that these military veterans acted in common purpose, even those who may have just been inside the room and said nothing about, you know, ministers and the deputy minister not leaving the room?
Indeed, Lukona. This is something that we heard yesterday by the state, you know, the issue of common purpose. And the magistrate then saying, but what verification, or how can they say that this is a common purpose? Yes, people all went to the hotel to have this meeting with the same goal, to try to get to the bottom of it. But they cannot possibly be an issue of common purpose. You know, people gathered together, but we don't know who did what when. And this is the argument that was brought forward by Dalimpofu, that they cannot be common purpose. People need to be charged individually for the actions that they took on that day.
And of course, in the absence of the ministers and the deputy minister actually identifying those people who may have blocked them from leaving the room, the police came in after the fact to defuse the situation. So that might actually prove very difficult for the state, Tsego. Give us a sense of today, what is happening there at the Pretoria Magistrates Court insofar as this case of military veterans is concerned.
Well, today, Lukana, we are expecting that the bail application will then start. Not too sure what time. It was supposed to start at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
But we've just seen the state actually just walk in. The prosecutor, advocate Sanette Jacobson, she's just walked in with the investigating officer. So it should be starting any minute now, where the bail application of all 53 will then get underway. It will then also lead to the issue of affidavits being read out. And this would include addresses of people. So we'll also be able to see whether the state has actually gotten the chance to verify some of the addresses of those that have been arrested.
I suppose, Tsego, this may be a difficult one because, I mean, once the bail proceedings are there and if bail is granted, there will have to be bail conditions. Has the NPA spoken about how they foresee these being enforced precisely because the accused are from so different geographic areas?
Well, Lucana, I mean, yesterday the main issue was dealing around verification and them requesting a 7-day postponement. So nothing at the moment has been said by the state around the issue of bail and how much, if they do, if it is granted, how much they would then settle for in this particular case. And as you mentioned, it is a large group of people, and with the conditions, would be also very interesting as to what the conditions would be and whether people would be able to actually go home or whether they'd have to stay here in the Gauteng province.
Okay, Tsego, thank you so much and all the best out there. Let us release you so that if court does get underway, you are at least able to find a comfortable place in those benches that colleagues are always complaining about how uncomfortable court benches are.
Well, in this case, Lucan, unfortunately, we can't even be inside court. We are at the Kosimampuru prison where the court is happening here.
Shame.
It's a miniature court, very, very small. So we're sitting outside as colleagues. The camera colleagues are inside and other colleagues are inside.
It sure did look packed yesterday that, you know, just the accused filled up that room and took all the spaces. You will watch from the outside then, Tsego. Thank you so much, though, for your insights and joining us this morning. That's Tsego Hajo Muahi, a reporter at Newsroom Africa. And, of course, not an unfamiliar voice here at Power 98.7, because you will find her from time to time occupying the airwaves across the shows. 0861 987 000. Do tell us, what is it that you make so far of the state's case against the military veterans as we forge ahead, you know, with that court, you know, with those court proceedings today, the bail application expected to get underway. The NPA yesterday sought to convince the court that they need 7 days postponement in order to confirm the addresses of the accused and whether or not they had any previous convictions or pending cases. These are matters that have a bearing on any bail application. Whether or not the NPA will be ready this morning to proceed with those bail applications or not, we'll have to see, and whether the magistrate will be convinced as to whether the accused should be released, that is something to be seen. Well, that Pretoria Magistrate Court sitting there at Kgosimampuru, as you heard from Tsego Muahi.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.